the return of Rafael Devers and whether or not he's going to get booed when he gets here. Also, Wilson Contreras, you know, sending a message to Roman Anthony when we asked him about what he thinks about his return. First of all, he was just like, he's returning. I guess we informed him this week. But then I thought sent a pretty good message out there, like, you know, we hope he's ready because, you know, this is time for the rubber to hit the road. Let's go to Tony on line one. Tony, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Tony.
Tony. Hey, what's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
Yep. Good, good, my friend. I'm calling about, to be honest with you, you guys keep mentioning Contreras as the leader. This guy's a hothead, and Tracy has to pull these guys in a little bit because Duran's out of hand. Contreras, like, they seem to do whatever they want to do. And I'm looking for Tracy to step it up, show a little balls to keep these guys in line.
Can I ask you, Tony, real quick, like, what is Wilson doing that's out of line right now?
Well, he's not jogging down to first base. He's arguing with the friggin' fans. A manager has to say, hey, calm down. And he hasn't done it with Duran. He hasn't reeled these guys in. Contreras is a ticking time bomb. I like the way he plays, but he has to tone it down. And don't be paying attention to what a fan has to say.
Well, Tony, actually, two things on that. And by the way, you're making a decent point when it comes to Duran, I think so. But Contreras, we had a caller on yesterday, someone who was actually at the game and, like, heard the back and forth. And what Contreras was actually doing was this fan had been yelling and, like, picking fights, literally picking fights with the pitchers. And when Contreras came back, he saw this fan jawing off at them and just looked at him. And what he was saying was, what are you doing, man? Cut it out. Stop. You're being an idiot. So he was looking out for his pitchers. He was standing up for them, which I do think is something that a leader does.
You know something? You can't be putting lighter fluid on a fire. As a matter of fact, I heard that interview with that girl. He wasn't saying anything out of line. He's calling a pitcher a bum. They're staring him down. This is a manager's job to reel these guys in.
He was picking fights with them. He said he wanted to fight them, which was kind of funny. I mean, it's lame because it's super lame because, you know, you can't, like, actually fight the guy.
Well, ask Ted. There's drunks at every game. I mean, who cares?
You're right. Ted can confirm.
Teddy.
Yes, sir.
How many times were you guys walking off the field and people were yelling at you in Pittsburgh and New York? Come on.
All the time. I think he's got a kind of a point, Rich. I mean, you know, I mean, there is if you don't like some of the behavior from the Red Sox, you know, there, that is to me the manager's job to say, hey, you know, knock that off. And,
Tracy is the one pointing out fans and having them removed. I mean, he's part of that process, which is awful.
Yeah. Like that. And we confronted Tracy on that too. And, you know, we told him we thought it was awful that he picked somebody out in the stands to get ejected. And to be quite honest, you know, I did call out Tracy when everything was going on with Duran because I said, just tell Duran to just not respond. Like, don't respond, and it goes away because the minute you do, people knows it gets under your skin. And I guess it's the same. And you know what? To be quite honest, if I'm saying that with Duran, you should be able to say it with Contreras as well. You're absolutely right. But the one part of it, and the one thing that I know a good point that you might have made, Ken, was that is that kind of chip on the shoulder, is that something that makes them great? Like, I mean, do they almost need that to be able to play?
I think they need a little bit of some kind of sandpaper. I just don't think there's a lot of leaders on this team. There's a lot of young guys, a lot of new guys that are from other teams that are new to this team that don't have the just the confidence to take leadership roles. And they kind of need that guy like that Wilson Contreras is to kind of, I don't know, I think, keep things interesting. You know what I mean?
He's definitely Redline Wilson. This is when they acquired him. The rumor was he's an acquired taste. Like, some people love him. Some people do not. That's just who he is.
Let's go to John on line two. John, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, John.
Good. You know, three quick things. But with Duran, a lot of the stuff he says is never actually proven. And that's my big problem with Jaron Duran is he says these things and then they just go away. And nobody ever has any proof that what he said actually happens. We all see when Wilson Contreras says something, you can see it. Yeah, it happened. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
But, look at Devers was on his way to becoming Pablo Sandoval at third base. I mean, he was getting heavy. He was, you know, the worst third baseman in the league. Yeah. All the only thing he didn't do was bust a belt buckle swinging his bat. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say he was a bad hitter, but, you know, clearly he was 3 years into a 12-year deal, and he was already showing signs that he was no way going to be able to be a third baseman by year six. So if you're going to bring somebody in to be better and you're not willing to acknowledge that they will make the team better, that makes you a little bit of a problem.
Well, they should have transitioned him to first sooner, because he's doing that for San Francisco now, and it seems like he's fine.
You're right. You're right. There's fault on both sides. Real quick, if Contreras has a brain in his head, he will take Anthony under his wing, if anything else, and stand up for the kid and make sure he falls in line and don't ostracize him, because all these guys know talent when they see it. Yep. And clearly this kid has talent. And Ted, finally, please, I feel bad. Ted, call Dino and get Ted into MediaWise, because I feel like his kid lost a gig babysitting over my comments with Trevor Story. I have a grandson now, Ted. He's 8 months old. If your kid needs a job, I'll get her a gig. But please, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Now she's got no work, and the kid's penniless and broke.
Cost your daughter the babysitter.
Oh, I was like, where's he going?
You said your daughter was babysitting Trevor Story, and you felt bad that you ripped on Trevor Story yesterday and said, please don't let it lose her gig because of it.
Great point. Don't bite the hand that feeds. Not probably the smartest. Trevor, you're a good guy. I don't know. I don't know if you should be coming back and demanding that you have your role. Your old role should not just be automatically given right back to you, considering kind of where you've been and what this team is doing right now.
By the way, we get the people queuing up outside our studios here on Lansdowne Street. Rich, and we already saw one Rafi Devers shirt go by. I see a Roman Anthony out there. So all the old jerseys are coming back.
By the way, to John's point, the one thing about Roman Anthony, Contreras taking him under his wing, I think that comment he made was like the step number one.
I agree. I love John's point on that. I think that's a great call, and that would be – I think Roman needs that. He got that with Bregman last year. I think Wilson, the way he answered that question, it almost made me feel like he feels kind of like he might be doing that. So it's a great point by John, and I hope that's what happens.
And by the way, the previous caller who said Devers had ripped Casas, looking back at it, he probably meant Christian Campbell. There was a report that he was mad at Campbell for playing first. But then that was disputed by Jeff Passan. He said it was untrue, according to multiple reports.
There you go.
So just
all right. Because I had never heard any of that. That was completely new to me. So, all right. Well, thank you for checking that out and making sure we get the facts straight. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls. It is a big day at Fenway Park, where we're broadcasting from. And Rafael Devers is back. So is Marcel Lamar. And
actually, somebody just corrected me that Meyer is not back yet. He's on a rehab assignment and may join the team maybe this weekend, but not tonight.
All right. Well, there you go. So you got Rafael Devers and a bunch of people who may or may not boo. We'll get to that right after this.